Ebler is the Santa Rosa County Administrator for a very short time yet. Dan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning. We're having a little bit of trouble connecting with you a minute ago. I'm glad we were able to get you on this morning. First thing, I just want to check and make sure my math is right. Is this our last interview? Are you going to be gone by the time we would have a chance to talk again?
We can talk next Wednesday morning. It'll be my last day in the office.
And, okay.
And I can see if my replacement, if Devan Cook, would join us, perhaps. But,
oh, perfect.
We have one more chance.
Okay, good. All right, so we don't have to do the super farewell just yet. Excellent. And Devan, by all accounts, everybody tells me he's a great guy, long experience in the county. I assume that's your assessment, too?
Yes, sir. He actually, Devan was one of the people on the interview panel when I was first hired with the county. So, my time with the county goes all the way back to starting with Devan.
So he has been there a lot longer, and he actually helped hire you in the first place. I like that. By the way, the news now from yesterday is Judge Tom Danheiser is willing to come back to take the position of county attorney. Is that right?
I think there's been some conversations that what the direction was is that to actually formally engage with him. Commissioner Parker and Devan are going to reach out to Judge Danheiser and see if he is interested and if there's an opportunity there for him to come back later this year.
So in addition to just having, like, the need for a county attorney, because Neighbors and Giblin don't want the job anymore, and obviously Roy Andrews is terminated, this to me looks like not just, hey, we have a chance to find a guy, you know, to plug a hole, but, I mean, that seems like a major feather if we can get Judge Danheiser to step into the role. Is that your assessment, if he'll take the job?
Yes, sir. I mean, very, very experienced, a lot of time as a Santa Rosa County attorney, a sitting judge appointed by the governor, with a great legal mind and legal experience, to have him interested in coming back to help Santa Rosa County is a win.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. So these are all good developments. Last night, the Land Development Code finally got passed. I have to imagine you feel like this is a huge accomplishment.
It is a huge accomplishment for the staff, for Sean Ward and his team in planning and zoning. Chris Phillips is the new development services director, and our engineering department's been involved in this, as well as the community over the last 2.5 years. So to get that across the finish line is a great accomplishment.
However, and you well know this, there are an awful lot of people who are not just a little unhappy. They're very, very angry about this because of their belief, their perception that the recommendations to protect land in Santa Rosa County were not implemented, that the board overruled the recommendations and is now going to allow essentially clear-cutting or large-scale deforestation when developers come in. There's nothing to protect trees. Can you just maybe take a second and explain what the Land Development Code does, if anything, to enhance protections for trees and to make for smarter development in this regard?
A couple of things, and I don't disagree with anything you said. I mean, I think there's always perhaps more that could be done in some people's minds, but in this case, we took a survey around the state and looked at the size of trees that are protected, and we reduced that size significantly in the south end of the county, the diameter of the trees,
trees that qualify for protection are smaller, therefore more of them qualify. Go ahead.
Exactly. And then one of the other key things that I think kind of got lost a lot, Commissioner Parker, I think, spoke about it some last night, is the opportunity to use plan unit developments and to allow developers to look at a piece of land and identify those areas that could be used for higher density residential while having other sections remain natural or protected. That's a change in the way we've done things. We have had that on the books in the past, but the way we've approached it in this land development code is different.
So so they might be able to look at a place that's, and I'm totally making up numbers here, but 40 people per acre, but they might take 10 acres and, you know, it's actually more per acre on this side of that land, but it's zero on the other side. And so as a whole, it would qualify. Is that kind of the idea?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. So the net effect of developments would be the same without having to have the particular constraints of the per acre kind of restriction in there. Okay. Well, I mean, like many things, it was the process of a lot of negotiation, a lot of haggling, and in the end, I think everybody hates it, so it's probably not terrible government. anything else the board did yesterday? I didn't get a chance because I was at Leadership Santa Rosa, but anything else that the board did yesterday that you want to highlight just in the last minute here?
No, the rest of our work session, separate from the attorney discussion, was just talking about the transition in administration. We'll have an interim agreement with Mr. Cook on for the board to approve, as well as an interim assistant county agreement for Brad Baker. He's going to stay on in administration while continuing to dual hat as our public safety director through the hurricane season here. But,
right.
It's a good team to have in administration, I think, experienced. Well-respected and folks that will have the best interests of not only county but also our employees at the county at heart. So
absolutely,
I feel good in the team that I'm turning over to there. A lot of the things that have begun will continue.
Well, that is very good. Hey, last super quick thing, Dan. You know the section of Dogwood that's got the gorgeous median with all of the landscaping and stuff in there? Who gets credit for that? I had never noticed it before. I was amazed driving across it yesterday. Is that state? Is that county? Who gets credit for that?
It's a state road, so I don't know specifically, but what I expect, like we do in many places around the county, that the city here maintains it under a contract.
Okay.
It was a grant, I assume, from the state. We have done median improvements along Highway 98, along Highway 87 south, down towards Navarre. So it's a similar project to that, I would guess. I don't know the specifics, but the state often makes grants through joint participation agreements.
Okay.
The landscaping is put in, and then the local entity, in this case the city, would be responsible for maintaining it.
I just hadn't driven that or hadn't driven it recently, and I saw it yesterday, and I was amazed. I mean, it's literally a beautiful stretch of road, the kind of road like you wish all our roads could look like that. And I was going to ask your and give credit to your staff if that was you guys at all. So Dan Schebler, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Dan, thanks so much for the time this morning. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
All right.